Conor Goodman, you're the chairman of the Irish Times judging panel for the best place to live in Ireland. And you have some good news for the people of Waterford this afternoon.
I have some great news. So Waterford has been announced as the best place to live in Ireland 2021 in the Irish Times competition.
It's fantastic news. And remind us, Conor, this was really stiff competition, wasn't it? It's a competition that's been running for a number of months now.
So the competition has been running for 15 weeks. Waterford beat stiff competition actually from every place in the country, but specifically a shortlist of five, which included Clonakilty in County Cork, Galway City, the village of Glaslough in County Monaghan, and Killarney in County Kerry. So, you know, some of the country's best towns and cities there. And it's greatly to Waterford's credit that it has triumphed among that group.
It sure is, because, I mean, as you say, very, very stiff competition, Galway, Clonakilty, Glaslough. It is. What do you think swung it for Waterford?
Well, there were multiple factors. We have a story in Saturday's Irish Times that I think lists 15 or 16 reasons that Waterford won over the others. But if I could put it down to just a few things. One, I suppose, affordability. In the midst of a housing crisis, Waterford has a significant stock of houses accessible to people on a variety of incomes. So that's one point. Its record on the COVID crisis, for most of 2020, it had the lowest infection rate in the country. That's not something you achieve by accident. That's a product of tight community cohesion, care for others, and moving ahead together. Its embracing of the outdoors. So within a very short space of time, you can be halfway up the Comer Mountains, you can be jumping into the sea on the Copper Coast, you can be cycling on the Greenway. Waterford really embraced the outdoor living. It was already there anyway. It's running mad, it's GAA mad, and of course for cyclists, there's no forgetting that you're in Sean Kelly country. But maybe most of all was its reinvention, its reimagination, particularly in the city centre. So locations like the Viking Triangle, the Apple Market, the shopping, the cultural quarter, bold, imaginative architecture in the public areas, clever use of the public spaces, and careful conservation, looking after its heart.
And that's lovely to hear. And it's lovely to hear that, you know, that outsider's view of Waterford. And of course, it is Waterford City, isn't that right? So it's just, it's Waterford City, and not the county. Obviously, you mentioned there the access to the county and all the wonderful nature on our doorstep. But this is judging a city which has been downtrodden for quite a number of years. So, I mean, really, really welcome news. What do you think winning the best place to live in Ireland would mean for a place like Waterford?
I think primarily it's recognition. It's sending a signal to the rest of the country and the rest of the world that this is a place that we value. This is the place that is valued by outsiders. I hope also that it makes a difference to a place's self-image. Waterford was probably seen for a long time as kind of the underdog of Irish cities. This is saying that it competes with any of the best cities in Ireland. What can it do? Some of that comes down to what the people of Waterford, what the leaders of Waterford, what the business community, the local politicians, the county council, what will all of those people make of this? This is an opportunity to capitalize on growth and momentum and a city that's on the up. So grasp this with both hands and move on, and Waterford will never let go of that title.
Yeah, it's fantastic, because it was Westport that this is the second time this competition has been run, and it was Westport won it the last time. Am I right in remembering, was it 2012 or more recent than
2012, that? 2012, Westport, yeah. Was named the best place to live in Ireland, and this is only the second time we've run it, so it's a rare honour that's handed out. If I look at how Westport really, really did grasp that opportunity, they commissioned a local sculpture to mark the accolade. They made sure it was in all of their publicity. If you go to Westport today, you will still see signage saying that it is the best place to live in Ireland. So it helped to transform that town and put it even more on the up.
Okay, so there's our marker. So, well, it's as you say, it's over to us and over to the people of Waterford to make the most of this. Well, listen, for to you and all the judges, thank you very much on behalf of the people of Waterford for recognising it as the best place to live in Ireland.